Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. This week's podcast is sponsored by Anchor Residential Lending at 135 East Carlisle Street in Marion, Kentucky.
Welcome to the Rocket post-game report. Crittenden County's coming off of a 15-10 loss against Marshall County. The 6A Marshals came to town and barely eked out with a victory. Had Crittenden not spotted them 15 points early in the game, it might have been much differently. Another injury to the Rocket running back Grant Gardner was also a big blow during the game. Coach Starnes, this is one much bigger school, but they came in and then your Rockets had a very good opportunity, even in the final 2 minutes of the game, to win it.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, you know, we're proud of our kids for their effort and the way that they played. They played hard all night. Like you said, we spotted them 15 points. And then we just battled all night long. You know, you have to give credit to Marshall's defense. I thought that they got after us. We didn't help them out any, I mean, help ourselves out any, putting the ball on the ground, not taking care of the football. When you give them a short field, it kind of hurts you as a ball club trying to get anything established. And, you know, as we said before, it's just, you know, we just feel like that offensively we're just trying to survive instead of trying to win ball games. And when Grant Gardner went out, I felt the same way. We're just trying to survive because we just don't have somebody we can put in that position. You have to scramble around and try to put two or three guys in different positions in order to fill one spot. So, and that's the lack of numbers that we have, and you know, things like that. So, you know, it's just been a crazy year, and it's hard to explain. But I can tell you one thing, that these kids will play hard, and they always have played hard this year. And that's what we're proud of, because we know as a coaching staff that things don't go your way all the time. And you meet adversity, and you're challenged, and, you know, it's how you handle those things. And you know, that seems to be what our motto is this year, and is how to handle adversity when brought before us, because it's brought before us, it seems like, each and every week. And, you know, whether it's injuries or something else, you know, and that's what we have to deal with. But one of the biggest sayings that we have, and I honestly truly believe in, is it is what it is. And, you know, you deal with it, you do the best you can, and you move on. And these kids have moved on. And, you know, I think they're really doing a good job. And we have to compliment them because, you know, it is tough and it's demoralizing. But we have to understand it's a game, and you know, we want to win, but there's bigger things in life than that.
You alluded to how well you thought Marshall County's defense played, and they did, but I think just as much so, Crittenden County's defense played one of its best games of the year, maybe. A couple of guys that looked like really stepped up and played better. I thought Wes Evers had a good game. You also had Stefan Cozard, his typical great game, and then Devin Wallace back, Coach Clark, and he made a big difference at defensive end.
I think our line continues to play well. Stefan played a great game. Eli Bebow played a great game. And that's two games in a row that Eli has really played solid up front. Devin Wallace is a solid as well. And Devin Clark had an average game. So, I mean, I think up front we continue to play well. My concern is, you know, we're not making that progress at linebacker in our linebacker position. And I know when Grant went down, I mean, he's our weak side linebacker. But his quickness, we missed his quickness in the cutback lane. He takes care of that for us as well. You know, I know our linebackers are getting a lot of tackling points, but, you know, we're still just a little short on some technique issues, and we're losing the D gap on several times the last 2 weeks. It's concerning for me. I think that we really have to continue to elevate our play at linebacker and play with better technique, and it's just a matter of ripping through those blocks and freeing our outside shoulder. That being said, though, Wes Evers did a good job of coming up and filling the D gap for us and covering that up for our linebackers. And we're going to need him to continue to play at that level for us as well.
Coach Starnes, looking back at this game, is there anything particular you think has changed the outcome of it? I know early on, of course, the fumble and then having to give up a punt deep in your own territory gave Marshall County good field position there on the second series. Just got in a hole and couldn't get out.
Yeah, you know, and that happens sometimes. And you know, you have to try to fight through those things and keep bouncing back. You know, I felt like that we had our chances. We had a couple interceptions, or one in particular that we got the ball. Hernandez intercepted the football, drove it down to the 15-yard line, and we had our chances there to score. And you know, it was an execution issue that that stopped us from getting a first down, and we had to kick a field goal. So I think if the biggest thing looking back, if we execute on a few of the plays that we have, then you know, then it could be a different ball game. And you know, I had one player say something to me yesterday about working on some things that we have worked on, and it shows you that that you know, not quite sure what they're thinking when they're out there, because it's things that you're coached to do or that they're coached to do, and they just don't do when they get out there. So, you know, again, that's on me, and I have to correct that, and I have to make sure that those kids understand that, and I take full responsibility of it, and we just have to keep working and keep getting better as a team.
I know a lot of people around the entire area in West Kentucky looks at this score and says, well, you know, Crittenden played all right, but they, you know, it goes to show they can't beat the bigger teams. And in fact, you know, I think had a great opportunity to win this game. And in the future, you know, the Marshall County series might be a good matchup for us year in, year out.
You know, you just don't know. You know, when you have 70 kids on the team and you're able to run kids on and off and platoon kids, and you know, it, somebody said, I think that they just wore us down at the end, and I really don't think that was the case. I mean, if you were there watching it, it's, you know, you can make a case for that and say that because they beat us 15-10. You know, but at the very end, we were fighting as hard as we did in the first part of the game. And we had a chance to win the ball game, and we fumbled a football. And so we're fighting at that point, and we haven't given up. It's not a matter of wearing down. It's just we didn't secure the football when we needed to secure it right there at that particular time.
I thought Marshall, you know, their big line really made a difference, and those good running backs they have there at the end, they just kind of ran the fourth quarter clock out just 2 or 3 yards at a time. And, you know, they'd go, I think they went for it and got it on fourth down 2, maybe 3 times there. So it took them 4 downs to keep the chains moving. And it, that really made a difference in the game, just ran the clock out on you at the end.
Yeah, sure it did. I'm not necessarily saying it's the big backs, because one of the backs that they ran – he was about 150 pounds. He wasn't big at all. He was quick, a hard runner. But I think, again, it was some of our technique that stopped that. Had we played a little bit better technique, then that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Of course, that boy carried the ball, number two, carried the ball 19 times in the second half alone. And it's a pretty durable kid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's what you want in a running back. You know, we want to try to find a running back that we can hand the ball to 20 times a game, and that's not happening. You know, there one time we run a play, our starting running back isn't in the ball game. Our second team running back's in the ball game, gets it and spits it for 25 yards when we might be able to score if our starting running back's in the ball game. Mm-hmm. And those are things that we can't control as a coaching staff, and those are things that's very frustrating. That, you know, you can't be durable, but I can tell you that I think that we're probably resilient in what we do with the kids, because we just keep pushing and keep on working hard all the way across the board, and that's what we can ask for. And I think we have probably 95% of our players that are doing that. And unfortunately, I think 5% of the ones that aren't doing that are bringing the rest of us down some.
Okay, well, I know you've got a short week here to get ready for Murray High now. Friday night, kickoff at 7:30 on this game at Murray High. It's another district matchup, Class 2A. And again, that's at 7:30 this is going to be at Tiger Stadium, right? At the school, at the middle school there is where the old stadium's at. Not at Murray State University, as we've played them in times past. So 7:30 kickoff Friday night. We'll see you down at Murray High and get back into district action.